Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is Accidental Shopping Trip. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Accidental Shopping Trip, written and read by Lynette Kittle. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 91:4. Have you ever felt when something unexpected happens, like a natural disaster, car accident, or violent act, that God let you down? During these events, have you ever felt like maybe he didn't care what happened to you, or somehow you were being punished for something you had done? It was a beautiful, sunny, bright Saturday spring afternoon when three of my four daughters and I were returning from a fun-filled shopping outing at a local mall. Just minutes from home, we had spent the day finding bargains, eating lunch, and being together. Driving back, the fun continued in the car as we discussed sales we found and sang along to our favorite songs on the radio. Then suddenly, our leisurely trip home changed as we spotted cars stopped in multiple lanes and debris strewn across the roadway. Slowing down to miss hitting the vehicles and debris, before we knew what was happening, a truck made a U-turn crossing the median and heading straight towards us with no intention of stopping. Coming windshield to windshield, we could see the frantic look on the driver's face. Although hitting our bumper head-on, he continued to step on the gas, smashing and ramming into the front of our car, making no effort to stop or swerve away from us, seeming like he was going to keep pushing our car down the street. For us, it seemed to be happening in slow motion, like a movie, as we watched in disbelief. Although a frightening situation, none of us screamed or panicked during the accident. Rather, there was a calmness and peace surrounding us, tucking us in around the edges and buffering us from the impacts. Instead of fear and panic, we experienced what John 14:27 describes. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Soon, nearby witnesses and other cars ran to the truck, opening the driver's door, turning it off, and pulling out the keys. With this action, the driver jumped out of the truck and took off running down the street. As the driver ran, strangers came over from their cars and off the street to see if we were okay or needed help. Soon the police showed up to assist us. "We're okay," we answered, and none of us were injured. Before leaving the scene, we learned we had been hit head-on by a drunk driver, one who had hit several cars in front of us before making a U-turn and hitting us. Later, I discovered how just minutes before the accident, One of my daughters sitting in the back seat had an unusual experience concerning our safety in the car. All of a sudden, a fear and panic tried to come over me, she recalled. But I thought, no, I don't need to be afraid. We prayed for God's protection before leaving today, and everything is okay. We're safe. Gratefully, I believe my daughter's strong resistance to panic's call to be afraid, along with her confidence in God's divine protection over us, helped us to experience and rest in His peace during the accident. Just like Philippians 4:7 explains, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Intersecting faith and life. Consider times when the unexpected has happened in your life. Although you may have been surprised and caught off guard, are you able to look back and see how God prepared you ahead of time to go through the experience? Like our family's prayer before going shopping, what are ways you can prepare you and your family to be ready for the unexpected? Like Philippians 4:9 suggests, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Further reading, Isaiah 26:3, Romans 15:33, Isaiah 41:10.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.